All right, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas as well. I look like one of those extras in a Hallmark Christmas movie. But anyways, it's one of those times again where all of us in the BOT are here to give you guys a sort of a year-end address. And so it's great to hear from the other Board of Trustees of their observations and the stuff that they thought of. And so for mine's a little bit more anecdotal. So when I was in the process of writing my address to the congregation, it took me some time to actually think of something worthwhile to say that I have not already addressed in the past. Several Christmases ago, I was never able to enjoy the season the same way I did when I was a kid. When I was young, Christmas was my favorite time of the year, even more so than my own birthday. I relished watching Christmas movies like Home Alone and Die Hard, the TV version, of course, listening to Christmas songs, enjoying the fresh coat of fallen snow, being with family and friends, and of course, getting my hands on those presents. In recent years, I obtained responsibilities that are normal for adults and church leaders to have. And so my time and management of priorities were directed to more important matters. The Christmas season would come and go, and I would be left sitting by myself on the 1st of January asking, what happened this Christmas and where did it go? This was always the case every year, and I never thought much of it until several weeks ago, when I was sitting at my desk with the sun radiating its morning light in front of me, I can feel the vitamin D seep into the pores as the warm sunlight gently touched my face and made everything around me shimmer with a golden glow. A thought swelled in my mind about how the sun, despite everything changing in the world, is constant each passing day. The preacher in Ecclesiastes stated, spoiler alert, it's Solomon, the sun rises and the sun goes down and hastens to the place where it rises. Many people, since the world began, have seen the sun rise and set each day while they eventually fade away from the living like mist. I realized, or maybe I articulated at that moment, whether I like it or not, that my life is changing with each passing day. My body is in the process of decay until the day I will be with the Lord. Familiar situations like Christmases in the past will never be the same. Nostalgia, as great as it is, will never be repeated in its purest form. People will come and go within our lifetime, like ebbs and flows of a tide. I recall a time in a messenger thread when my cousins and I were reflecting on an uncle who passed away and how it hit close to home for most of us because death can also come to our own parents at any day. We cannot stop these changes in our lives. But as cliche as it is, what we can do is make the most of the time that we currently have. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not advocating for hedonism here. I'm saying that we make most of our times responsibly, of course. So this year, I made a conscious decision that I would try to soak up as much of the Christmas season and spend time with other people, despite my responsibilities and my introverted nature. For example, instead of listening to my usual song playlists, I started listening to Christmas songs on the radio. One time after work, I made snow angels, but that was because I slipped and fell, and there was a lady walking by, and I didn't want to make things any more weird. At times, I would just stop and marvel at the lights and decorations on houses, and wondered how long it took to set them up and the cleanup it will probably take. I even took time in enjoying or t- took time to enjoy opening Christmas presents, even if those presents were not mine. I was just kidding. I don't do that publicly. Why am I making such an effort to make the most of my time as much as possible? I figured that when the day comes when I will be separated from my loved ones, these memories I'm collecting and experiencing will help my resolve in going through life's trials. And they will also strengthen my hope for our inevitable reunion together with Christ. And so, I will never forget the time when my sister and I were laughing hysterically in Best Buy when she was helping me buy parts for my computer. Or my mom giving me the pep talk with taking the vaccine as she drove me to the place where I received my first dose. Or when my dad and I were watching those campy, romantic Hallmark Christmas movies. I will never forget this church and how everyone has personally shaped my life in one form or another. It is truly an honor to spend time with everyone and share in each other's joys and each other's burdens. So I encourage you, brethren, to take time or take some time of your busy lives and recall some of the times you spent with your families, your friends, and people who you consider important. Cherish the times you have with them, even if they are mundane or trivial, so that when we reach the twilight of our lives, we will have no regrets in spending time with the people we love. Until Christ returns, I will repeat what Paul addressed the Jews and Gentiles in Rome. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And hopefully this is something that we could take to the bank. So I implore everybody, especially during this Christmas season, please spend time with your family and hold them dear. Give them a hug. Merry Christmas, everybody.